You're listening to Tree Note. It's no wonder that trees have long inspired artists. Not only are they beautiful, they also symbolize renewal, growth, time, knowledge, and spirituality. But trees don't just inspire imagery, they also provide materials that are used to make art. There's wood for the art itself, in sculptures, wood turning, and printmaking. Trees provide the wood for art supplies like drawing boards, stretcher bars, paintbrush handles, and panels. And trees contribute a rich palette of color from their bark, their leaves, and their fruit. Black walnut hulls and alder bark make rich, earthy blacks and browns for natural inks and stains. A visit to Philadelphia's Museum for Art in Wood illuminates the creative potential of trees. It's an internationally recognized hub for contemporary wood art and design, with nearly 1,500 pieces in its permanent collection. The curators feature works from both established and emerging artists. A recent exhibition showed off the work of wood sculptor Norm Sartorius, who makes non-functional wooden spoons. He describes them as not spoons to stir the soup, but spoons to stir the soul. Another exhibit, called Strange Woodcraft, highlights weird and eerie sculpture, a grouping of unique wooden pieces. That's what I love about the intersections of trees and art. Whether they inspire art, are used to make the art, or are the art, trees provide us with endless creative options. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.